Thousands of firefighters have worked through a second night to try to bring dozens of blazes under control across the southern states. Crews have taken advantage of the cooler weather to carry out backburning, but high temperatures are set to return tomorrow, raising the threat that the bushfire emergency could worsen. Fire authorities have praised the efforts of volunteer crews and communities for staying safe. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have been burnt, but there's been no reported loss of human life. More than 10,000 sheep have been killed in New South Wales, and more than 130 homes have been destroyed, mainly in Tasmania. Diabetes researchers in Melbourne have made a breakthrough discovery that could one day mean the end of daily insulin injections. They've solved the mystery of how insulin binds to the surface of cells. The discovery will help them to develop a new type of insulin treatment. The corporate regulator says it's prepared to move quickly against the man behind a hoax which temporarily wiped millions from the value of a coal company. Activist Jonathan Moylan is to be questioned after issuing a fake ANZ media release. The opposition's accused Greens leader Christine Milne of loopy extremism for supporting Mr. Moylan. And Hugh Jackman has been nominated for Best Actor at the British Film Awards for his role in Les Miserables. The movie is up against Lincoln and The Life of Pi for the title of Best Film.